oiled the gathered piles of the still waxing great one who would reach the heaven. The might which Usana has formed for you with might rends in its greatness and with strength both worlds apart. O hero souled, the steeds of Vata, yoked by thought, have carried you to fame while you are filled with power. When Indra has rejoiced with Kavya, Usana, he mounts his steeds who swerve wider and wider yet. The strong has loosed his bolt with the swift rush of rain, and he has rent in pieces Shushna's firm-built forts. You mount on your chariot amid strong Soma drafts. Saryata brought you those in which you have delight. Indra, when you are pleased with men whose Soma flows, you rise to unchallenged glory in the sky. To old Kakshivan, Soma presser, skilled in song, O Indra, you did give the youthful Vrichaya. You, very wise, were Mena, Vrasansva's child. Those deeds of yours must all be told at Soma feasts. The good man's refuge in his need is Indra, firm as a doorpost, praised among the Pajras. Indra alone is lord of wealth, the giver, lover of riches, chariots, kine and horses. To him the mighty one, the self-resplendent, truly strong and great, this praise is uttered. May we and all the heroes with the princes be in this fray, O Indra, in your keeping. Hymn 52. Indra. I glorify that Ram who finds the light of heaven, whose 100 nobly natured ones go forth with him. With hymns may I turn hither, Indra, to mine aid, the chariot which like a strong steed hastens to the call. Like as a mountain on firm bases, unremoved, he, thousandfold protector, waxed in mighty strength, when Indra, joying in the draughts of Soma juice, forced the clouds, slaying Vritra, stayer of their flow. For he stays even the stayers, spread over laden cloud, rooted in light, strengthened in rapture by the wise. Indra with thought, with skilled activity, I call, most liberal giver, for he sates him with the juice. Whom those that flow in heaven on sacred grass, his own assistants, nobly natured, fill full like the sea. Beside that Indra, when he smote down Vritra, stood his helpers, straight in form, mighty, invincible. To him, as in wild joy he fought with him who stayed the rain, his helpers sped like swift streams down a slope, when Indra, thunder-armed, made bold by Soma draughts, as Thrita cleaves Vala's fences, cleft him through. Splendor encompassed you, forth shone your warrior might, the rain obstructor lay in mid-air's lowest deep. What time, O Indra, you did cast your thunder down upon the jaws of Vritra, hard to be restrained. The hymns which magnify you, Indra, reach to you even as water brooks flow down and fill the lake. Tvashtar gave yet more force to your appropriate strength and forged your thunderbolt of overpowering might. When, Indra, you, whose power is linked with your bay steeds, had smitten Vritra, causing floods to flow for man, you held in your arms the metal thunderbolt, and set in the heaven the sun for all to see. In fear they raised the lofty self-resplendent hymn, praise-giving and effectual, leading up to heaven, when Indra's helpers, fighting for the good of men, the Maruts, faithful to mankind, joyed in the light. Then heaven himself, the mighty, at that dragon's roar, reeled back in terror when Indra, your thunderbolt, in the wild joy of Soma, had struck off with might the head of Vritra, tyrant of the earth and heaven. O Indra, were this earth extended forth tenfold, and men who dwell therein multiply day by day, still here your conquering might, Maghavan, would be famed. It has waxed vast as heaven in majesty and power. You, bold of heart, in your own native might, for help upon the limit of this mid-air and of heaven, have made the earth to be the pattern of your strength. Embracing flood and light, you reach to the sky. You are the counterpart of earth, the master of lofty heaven with all its mighty heroes. You have filled all the region with your greatness, yea, of a truth there is none other like you, whose amplitude the heaven and earth have not attained, whose bounds the waters of mid-air have never reached. Not when in joy he fights the stare of the rain, you and none else have made all things in order due. The Marut sang your praise in this encounter, and in you all the deities delighted. What time you, Indra, with your spiky weapon, your deadly bolt, smote the face of Vritra. Hymn 53. Indra. We will present fair praise to the Mighty One, our hymns to Indra, in Vivasvan's dwelling place, for he has never found wealth in those who seem to sleep. Those who give wealth to men accept no paltry praise. Giver of horses, Indra, giver you of kine, giver of barley, you are lord and guard of wealth. Man's helper from of old, not disappointing hope, friend of our friends, to you as such we sing this praise. Indra, most splendid, powerful, rich in mighty deeds, this treasure spread around is known to be your own. Gather therefrom, O conqueror, and bring to us, fail not the hope of him who loves and sings to you. Well pleased with these bright flames and with these Soma drops, take you away our poverty with seeds and kine. With Indra scattering the dasyu through these drops, freed from their hate, may we obtain abundant food. Let us obtain, O Indra, plenteous wealth and food, with strength exceeding glorious, shining to the sky. May we obtain the goddess Providence, the strength of heroes, special source of cattle, rich in steeds. These our libations, strength-inspiring, Soma drafts, gladdened you in the fight with Vritra, hero lord. What time you slew for the singer with trimmed grass 10,000 Vritras, you, resistless in your might. You go on from fight to fight intrepidly, destroying castle after castle here with strength. You, Indra, with your friend who makes the foe bow down, slew from far away the guileful Namuchi. You have struck down in death Karanja, Parnaya, in Atithigva's very glorious going forth. Unyielding, when Rijisvan compassed them with siege, you have destroyed the 100 forts of Vangarida. With all outstripping chariot wheel, O Indra, you, far-famed, have overthrown the 2x10 kings of men, with 60,000 990 followers who came in arms to fight with friendless Susravas. You have protected Susravas with succor, and Turvayana with your aid, O Indra. You made Kutsa, Atithigva, are you subject to this king, the young, the mighty? May we, protected by the gods hereafter, remain your very prosperous friends, O Indra. Thee we extol, enjoying through your favour, lifelong and joyful, and with store of heroes. Hymn 54. Indra. Urge us not, Maghavan, to this distressful fight, for none may comprehend the limit of your strength. You with fierce shout have made the woods and rivers roar. Did not men run in crowds together in their fear? Sing hymns of praise to Shakra, Lord of power and might. Lord you and magnify Indra who hears you, who with his daring might, a bull exceeding strong in strength, makes him master of the heaven and earth. Sing forth to lofty Dios a strength-bestowing song, the bold, whose resolute mind has independent sway. High glory has the Asura, compact of strength, drawn on by two bay steeds. A bull, a chariot is he. The ridges of the lofty heaven you made shake, you, daring, of yourself smote through Sambhar, when bold with gladdening juice, you fought with your bolt, sharp and two-edged, against the bandit sorcerers. When with a roar that fills the woods, you forced down on wind's head the stores which Shushna kept confined, who shall have power to stay you, firm and eager-souled, from doing still this day what you of old have done? You helped Narya, Turvasa, and Yadu, and Vaiya's son, Turviti, Shatakratu. You helped horse and chariot in final battle. You broke down the 99 castles. A hero lord is he, king of a mighty folk, who offers free oblations and promotes the law, who with a bounteous guerdon welcomes hymns of praise. For him flows down the abundant stream below the sky. His power is matchless, matchless is his wisdom. Chief, through their work, be some who drink the Soma, those, Indra, who increase the lordly power, the firm heroic strength of you, the giver. Therefore for you are these abundant beakers Indra's drink, stone-pressed juices held in ladles. Quaff them and satisfy therewith your longing, then fix your mind upon bestowing treasure. There darkness stood, the vault that stayed the water's flow. In Vritra's hollow side the rain cloud lay concealed. But Indra smote the rivers which the obstructor stayed, flood following after flood down steep declivities. So give us, Indra, bliss-increasing glory, give us great sway and strength that conquers people. Preserve our wealthy patrons, save our princes, vouchsafe us wealth and food with noble offspring. Hymn 55. Indra. Though even this heaven's wide space and earth have spread them out, nor heaven nor earth may be in greatness Indra's match. Awful and very mighty, causing woe to men, he whets his thunderbolt for sharpness as a bull. Like as the watery ocean, so does he receive the rivers spread on all sides in their ample width. He bears him like a bull to drink of Soma juice, and will, as warrior from of old, be praised for might. You sway, Indra, all kinds of great manly power, so as to bend, as 'twere, even that famed mountain down. Foremost among the gods is he, through hero might, set in the van, the strong one, for each arduous deed. He only in the wood is praised by worshippers when he shows forth to men his own fair Indra power. A friendly bull is he, a bull to be desired when Maghavan auspiciously sends forth his voice. Yet truly the warrior in his vigorous strength stir up with his might great battles for mankind. And men have faith in Indra, the resplendent one, when he hurls down his bolt, his dart of death. Though wanting glory and with strength increased on earth, he with great might destroys the dwellings made with art. He makes the lights of heaven shine forth secure. He bids, exceeding wise, the floods flow for his worshipper. Drinker of Soma, let your heart incline to give. Bring your bays hitherward, O you who hears praise. Those charioteers of yours, best skilled to draw the rein, the rapid sunbeams, Indra, lead you not astray. You bear in both hands treasure that never fails. The famed one in his body holds unvanquished might. O Indra, in your members many powers abide, like wells surrounded by the ministering priests. Hymn 56. Indra. For this man's full libations held in ladles, he has roused him, eager as a horse to meet the mare. He stays his golden chariot, yoked with bay horses, swift, and drinks the soma juice which strengthens for great deeds. To him the guidance following songs of praise flow full, as those who seek gain go in company to the flood. To him the Lord of power, the holy synod's might, as to a hill, with speed ascend the loving ones. Victorious, great is he, in manly battle shines, unstained with dust, his might, as shines a mountain peak. Wherewith the Iron One, fierce even against the strong, in rapture, fettered wily Shushna's fast in bonds. When strength, the goddess, made more strong for help by you, waits upon Indra as the sun attends the dawn. Then he, who with his might unflinching kills the gloom, stirs up the dust aloft with joy and triumphing. When you with might upon the framework of the heaven did fix across air's region firmly, unremoved, in the light-winning war, Indra, in rapturous joy, you smote Vritra dead and brought floods of rain. You with your might did grasp the holder up of heaven, you who are mighty also in the seats of earth. Thou, gladdened by the juice, have set the waters free, and broken Vritra's stony fences through and through. Hymn 57. Indra. To him most liberal, lofty lord of lofty wealth, truly powerful and strong, I bring my hymn, whose checkless bounty, as of waters down a slope, is spread abroad for all that live to give them strength. Now all this world for worship shall come after you, the offerer's libations like floods to the depth, when the well-loved one seems to rest upon the hill, the thunderbolt of Indra, shatterer wrought of gold. To him the terrible, most meet for lofty praise, like bright dawn, now bring gifts with reverence in this rite, whose being for renown, yea, Indra power and light, have been created like bay steeds to move with speed. Yours, Indra, praised by many, excellently rich, are we who, trusting in your help, draw near to you. Lover of praise, none else but you receives our Lord. As earth loves all her creatures, love you this our hymn. Great is your power, O Indra, we are yours. Fulfill, O Maghavan, the wish of this your worshipper. After you, lofty heaven has measured out its strength. To you and to your power this earth has bowed itself, you who have thunder for your weapon, with your bolt have shattered into pieces this broad massive cloud. You have sent down the obstructed floods that they may flow. You have your own forever, all victorious might. Hymn 58. Agni. Never waxes faint the immortal son of strength, since he, the herald, has become Vivasvan's messenger. On parts most excellent he measured out mid-air. He with oblation calls to service of the gods. Never decaying, seizing his appropriate food, rapidly, eagerly through the dry wood he spreads. His back, as he is sprinkled, glistens like a horse. Loud has he roared, and shouted like the heights of heaven. Set high in place over all that Vasus, Rudras do, immortal, lord of riches, seated as high priest. Hastening like a chariot to men, to those who live, the god without delay gives boons to be desired. Urged by the wind bee, spreads through dry wood as he lists, armed with his tongues for sickles, with a mighty roar. Black is your path, Agni, changeless, with glittering waves, when like a bull you rushes eager to the trees. With teeth of flame, wind-driven, through the wood he speeds, triumphant like a bull among the herd of cows, with bright strength roaming to the everlasting air. Things fixed, things moving, quake before him as he flies. The Brighus established you among mankind for men, like as a treasure, beauteous, easy to invoke. You, Agni, as a herald and choice-worthy guest, as an auspicious friend to the celestial race. Agni, the seven tongues' deftest sacrificer, him whom the priests elect at solemn worship. The herald, messenger of all the Vasus, I serve with dainty food, I ask for riches. Grant, son of strength, you rich in friends, a refuge without a flaw, this day to us your praisers. O Agni, son of strength, with forts of iron preserve you from distress the man who praises you. Be you a refuge, bright one, to the singer, a shelter, bounteous Lord, to those who worship. Preserve the singer from distress, O Agni. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 59. Agni. The other fires are truly your branches. The immortals all rejoice in you, O Agni. Center are you, Vaishvanara, of the people, sustaining men like a deep-founded pillar. The forehead of the sky, earth's center, Agni became the messenger of earth and heaven. Vaishvanara, the deities produced you, a god, to be a light to the Arya. As in the sun, firm rays are set forever. Treasures are in Vaishvanara, in Agni. Of all the riches in the hills, the waters, the herbs, among mankind, you are the sovereign. As the great world halves, so are their sons' praises. Skilled as a man to act is he the herald. Vaishvanara, celestial, truly mighty, most manly one, has many a youthful consort. Even the lofty heaven, O Jatavedas Vaishvanara, has not attained your greatness. You are the king of lands where men are settled. You have brought comfort to the gods in battle. Now will I tell the greatness of the hero whom Puru's sons follow as Vritra slayer. Agni Vaishvanara struck down the Dasyu, cleaved Sambhar through and shattered down his fences. Vaishvanara, dwelling by his might with all men, far shining, holy mid the Bhardwajas, is lauded, excellent, with 100 praises by Purunitha, son of Satavani. Hymn 60. Agni. Like some goodly treasure, Matariswan brought as a gift the glorious priest to Bhrigu, banner of sacrifice, the good protector, child of two births, the swiftly moving envoy. Both gods and men obey this ruler's order, gods who are worshipped, men who yearn and worship. As priest, he takes his seat ere break of morning, house lord, adorable with men, ordainer. May our fair praise, heart-born, most recent, reach him whose tongue, even at his birth, is sweet as honey, whom mortal priests, men, with their strong endeavor, supplied with dainty viands, have created. Good to mankind, the yearning purifier has among men been placed as priest choice-worthy. May Agni be our friend, lord of the household, protector of the riches in the dwelling. As such we, Gotamas, with hymns extol you, O Agni, as the guardian lord of riches. Decking you like a horse, the swift prize winner, may he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 61. Indra. Even to him, swift, strong and high, exalted, I bring my song of praise as dainty viands. My thought to him resistless, praise deserving, prayers offered most especially to Indra. Praise like oblation I present, and utter aloud my song, my fair hymn to the victor. For Indra, who is lord of old, the singers have adorned their praises with heart and mind and spirit. To him then with my lips mine adoration, winning heaven's light, most excellent, I offer, to magnify with songs of invocation, and with fair hymns the Lord, most bounteous giver. Even for him I frame a Lord, as fashions the right, a chariot for the man who needs it. Praises to him who gladly hears our praises, a hymn well-formed, all-moving, to wise Indra. So with my tongue I adorn, to please that Indra, my hymn, like a horse, through love of glory, to reverence the hero, bounteous giver, famed far and wide, destroyer of the castles. Even for him has Tvashtar forged the thunder, most deftly wrought, celestial, for the battle, wherewith he reached the vital parts of Vritra, striking the vast, the mighty, with the striker. As soon as, at libations of his mother, great Vishnu had drunk up the draught, he plundered. The dainty food, the cooked mess, but one stronger transfixed the wild boar shooting through the mountain. To him, to Indra, when he slew the dragon, the dames too, consorts of the gods, wove praises. The mighty heaven and earth has he encompassed. Your greatness, heaven and earth combined, exceed not. Yea, of a truth, his magnitude surpasses the magnitude of earth, mid-air, and heaven. Indra, approved by all men, self-resplendent, waxed in his home, loud-voiced and strong for battle. Through his own strength, Indra with bolt of thunder cut piecemeal Vritra, dryer up of waters. He let the floods go free, like cows imprisoned for glory with a heart inclined to bounty. The rivers played, through his impetuous splendor, since with his bolt he compassed them on all sides, using his might and favoring him who worshipped, he made a ford, victorious, for Turviti. Vast with your ample power, with eager movement, against this Vritra cast your bolt of thunder. Rend you his joints as of an ox, dissevered, with bolt oblique, that floods of rain may follow. Sing with new praises his exploits wrought aforetime, the deeds of him, yea, him who moves swiftly. When, hurling forth his weapons in the battle, he with impetuous wrath lays low the foemen. When he, yea, he comes forth the firm. Set mountains and the whole heaven and earth tremble for terror. May Nodhas, ever praising the protection of that dear friend, gain quickly strength heroic. Now to him of these things has been given what he who rules alone over much elects. Indra has helped Etasa, Somapressa, contending in the race of steeds with Surya. Thus to you, Indra, yoker of bay coursers, the Gotamas have brought their prayers to please you. Bestow upon them thought, decked with all beauty. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 62. Indra. Like Angiras, a gladdening praise we ponder to him who loves song, exceeding mighty. Let us sing glory to the far-famed hero who must be praised with fair hymns by the singer. To the great bring you great adoration, a chant with praise to him exceeding mighty, through whom our sires, Angiruses, singing praises and knowing well the places, found the cattle. When Indra and the Angiruses desired it, Sarama found provision for her offspring. Brihaspati cleft the mountain, found the cattle. The heroes shouted with the kine in triumph. Mid shout, loud shout and roar with the Navagvas, seven singers have you, heavenly, rent the mountain. You have with speeders, with Dasagvas, Indra, Shakra, with thunder rent obstructive Vala. Praised by Angiras is you, foe destroyer, have with the dawn, sun, rays, dispelled the darkness. You, Indra, have spread out the earth's high ridges and firmly fixed the region under heaven. This is the deed most worthy of all honor, the fairest marvel of the wonder worker, that nigh where heaven bends down, he made four rivers flow full with waves that carry down sweet water. Unwearied, one with lauding hymns, he parted of old the ancient pair, united ever. In highest sky like Bhaga, he, the doer of marvels, set both dames and earth and heaven. Still born afresh, young dames, each in her manner, unlike in hue, the pair in alteration round heaven and earth from ancient time have travelled. Night with her dark limbs, dawn with limbs of splendor. Rich in good actions, skilled in operation, the sun with might maintains his perfect friendship. You in the raw cows, black of you or ruddy, store the ripe milk glossy white in color. Their parts of old connected rest uninjured. They with great might preserve the immortal statutes. For many thousand holy works, the sisters wait on the haughty lord like wives and matrons. Thoughts ancient, seeking wealth, with adoration, with newest lords have sped to you, O mighty. As yearning wives cleave to their yearning husband, so cleave our hymns to you, O Lord most potent. Strong God, the riches which your hands have held from days of old have perished not nor wasted. Splendid are you, O Indra, wise, unbending. Strengthen us with might, O Lord of power. O mighty Indra, Gautama's son Nodhas has fashioned this new prayer to you eternal, sure leader, yoker of the tawny coursers. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 63. Indra. You are the mighty one. When born, O Indra, with power you terrified earth and heaven. When, in their fear of you, all firm-set mountains and monstrous creatures shook like dust before you. When your two wandering bays you draw hither, your praiser laid within your arms the thunder, wherewith, O much invoked, in will resistless, you smite foemen down and many a castle. Faithful are you, these you defy, Indra. You are the Ribhu's lord, heroic, victor. You, by his side, for young and glorious Kutsa, with steed and chariot in battle, slew Shushna, that as a friend you furthered, O Indra, when, thunderer, strong in act, you crushed Vritra. When, hero, you, great-souled, with easy conquest did rend the Dasyus in their distant dwelling. This do you, and are not harmed, O Indra, even in the anger of the strongest mortal. Lay you the race-course open for our horses, as with a club slay, thunder-armed, our foemen. Hence men invoke you, Indra, in the tumult of battle, in the light-bestowing conflict. This aid of yours, O godlike one, was ever to be implored in deeds of might in combat. Warring for Purukutsa, you, O Indra, thunder-armed, broke down the seven castles. Easily for Sudas, like grass did rend them, and out of need king brought gain to Puru. O Indra, God who moves round about us, feed us with varied food, plenteous as water. For wherewithal, O hero, you bestow vigor itself to flow to us for ever. Prayers have been made by Gautamas, O Indra, addressed to you, with praise for your bay horses. Bring us in noble shape abundant riches. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 64. Maruts. Bring for the manly host, wise and majestical, O Nodhas, for the Maruts bring you a pure gift. I adorn my songs as one deft-handed, wise in mind, prepares the water that has power in solemn rites. They spring to birth, the lofty ones, the bulls of heaven divine, the youths of Rudra, free from spot and stain. The purifiers, shining brightly even as suns, awful of form like giants, scattering raindrops down. Young Rudras, demon slayers, never growing old, they have waxed even as mountains irresistible. They make all beings tremble with their mighty strength, even the very strongest, both of earth and heaven. With glittering ornaments they adorn them forth for show. For beauty on their breasts they bind their chains of gold. The lances on their shoulders pound to pieces. They were born together, of themselves, the men of heaven. Loud roarers, giving strength, devourers of the foe, they make the winds, they make the lightnings with their powers. The restless shakers drain the udders of the sky, and ever wandering round, fill the earth full with milk. The bounteous Maruts, with the ghee-dripping milk, fill full the waters which avail in solemn rites. They lead, like the strong horse, forth, that it may rain. They milk the thundering, the never-failing spring. Mighty, with wondrous power and marvelously bright, self-strong like mountains, you glide swiftly on your way. Like the wild elephants, you eat the forests up when you assume your strength among the bright red flames. Exceeding wise, they roar like lions mighty. They, all-possessing, are beauteous as antelopes, stirring the darkness with lances and spotted deer, combined as priests with serpent's fury through their might. heroes who march in companies, befriending man with serpent's ire through strength, you greet the earth and heaven. Upon the seats, O Marut, of your chariots, upon the chariots stands lightning visible as light. Lords of all riches, dwelling in the home of wealth, endowed with mighty vigor, singers loud of voice, heroes of powers infinite, armed with strong men's rings, the archers, they have laid the arrow on their arms. They, who with golden wheel rims make the rain increase, drive forward the big clouds like wanderers on the way, self-moving, brisk, unwearied, they overthrow the firm. The Maruts with bright lances make all things to reel. The progeny of Rudra we invoke with prayer, the brisk, the bright, the worshipful, the active ones. To the strong band of Maruts cleave for happiness the chasers of the sky, impetuous, vigorous. Maruts, the man whom you have guarded with your help, he truly in strength surpasses all mankind. Spoil with his deeds he gains, treasure with his men, he wins honorable strength and prospers. O Maruts, to the worshippers give glorious strength, invincible in battle, brilliant, bringing wealth. Praiseworthy, known to all men, may we foster well during 100 winters, son and progeny. Will you then, O Maruts, grant us riches, durable, rich in men, defying onslaught? 100, thousandfold, ever increasing? May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 65. Agni. One-minded, wise, they tracked you like a thief lurking in dark cave with a stolen cow. You claiming worship, bearing it to gods. There near you sat all the holy ones. The gods approached the ways of Dharma. There was a gathering vast as heaven itself. The waters feed with praise the growing babe, born nobly in the womb, the seat of Dharma. Like grateful food, like some wide dwelling place, like a fruit-bearing hill, a wholesome stream. Like a steed urged to run in swift charioteer, rushing like Sindhu, who may check his course? Kin as a brother to his sister floods, he eats the woods as a king eats the rich. When through the forest, urged by wind, he spreads, truly Agni shears the hair of earth. Like a swan sitting in the floods, he pants, wisest in mind, mid men he wakes at morn. A sage like Soma, sprung from Dharma, he grew like some young creature, mighty, shining far. Hymn 66. Agni. Like the sun's glance, like wealth of varied sort, like breath which is the life, like one's own son, like a swift bird, a cow who yields her milk, pure and radiant to the wood he speeds. He offers safety like a pleasant home, like ripened corn, the conqueror of men. Like a seer lording, famed among the folk, like a steed friendly, he vouchsafes us power. With flame insatiate, like eternal might, caring for each one like a dame at home. Bright when he shines forth, whitish mid the folk, like a chariot gold-decked, thundering to the fight. He strikes with terror like a dart shot forth, even like an archer's arrow tipped with flame. Master of present and of future life, the maiden's lover and the matron's lord. To him lead all your ways. May we attain the kindled god as cows their home at eve. He drives the flames below as floods their swell. The rays rise up to the fair place of heaven. Hymn 67. Agni. Victorious in the wood, friend among men, ever he claims obedience as a king. Gracious like peace, blessing like mental power, priest was he, offering bearer full of thought. He, bearing in his hand all manly might, crouched in the cavern, struck the gods with fear. Men filled with understanding find him there, when they have sting prayers formed in their heart. He, like the unborn, holds the broad earth up, and with effective utterance fixed the sky. O Agni, guard the spots which cattle love. You, life of all, have gone from lair to lair. Whoso has known him dwelling in his lair and has approached the stream of Dharma, they who release him, paying sacred rites, truly to such does he announce great wealth. He who grows mightily in herbs, within each fruitful mother and each babe she bears, wise, life of all men in the water's home, for him have sages built as like a seat. Hymn 68. Agni. Comingling, restless, he ascends the sky, unveiling nights and all that stands or moves. As he, the sole god, is preeminent in greatness among all these other gods. All men are joyful in your power, O God, that living from the dry wood you are born. All truly share your Godhead while they keep in their accustomed ways Dharma. Strong is the thought of Dharma, the Dharma's behest. All works have they performed. He quickens all. Whoso will bring oblation, gifts to you, to him, bethinking you, vouchsafe you wealth. Seated as priest with Manu's progeny, of all these treasures, he alone is Lord. Men yearn for children to prolong their line, and are not disappointed in their hope. Eagerly they who hear his word fulfill his wish, as sons obey their sire's behest. He, rich in food, unbars his wealth like doors. He, the house friend, has decked heaven's vault with stars. Hymn 69. Agni. Bright, splendid, like dawn's lover, he has filled the two joined worlds as with the light of heaven. When born, with might you have encompassed them. Father of gods, and yet their son were thou. Agni, the sage, the humble, who discerns like the cow's udder the sweet taste of food, like a bliss-giver to be drawn to men, sits gracious in the middle of the house. Born in the dwelling, like a lovely son, pleased, like a strong steed, he bears on the folk. What time the men and I, with heroes call, may Agni then gain all through godlike power. None breaks these holy laws of yours when you have granted audience to these chieftains here. This is your boast. You smote with your peers and joined with heroes, drove off disgrace. Like the dawn's lover, spreading light, well known as hued like morn, may he remember me. They, bearing of themselves, unbar the doors. They all ascend to the fair place of heaven. Hymn 70. Agni. May we, the pious, win much food by prayer. May Agni with fair light pervade each act. He, the observer of the heavenly laws of gods and of the race of mortal man. He who is germ of waters, germ of woods, germ of all things that move not and that move. To him even in the rock and in the house, immortal one. He cares for all mankind. Agni is lord of riches for the man who serves him readily with sacred songs. Protect these beings, you, with careful thought, knowing the races both of gods and men, whom many dawns and nights unlike make strong, whom, born in dharma, all things that move and stand, he has been one, herald who sits in light, making effectual all our holy works. You set value on our cows and woods, all shall bring tribute to us, to the light. Men have served you in many and sundry spots, parting like an aged father's wealth. Like a brave archer, like one skilled and bold, a fierce avenger, so he shines in fight. Hymn 71. Agni. Loving the loving one, as wives their husband, the sisters of one home have urged him forward, bright-colored even as the cows love morning, dark, breaking forth to view and redly beaming. Our sires with lords burst even the firm-set fortress, yea, the Angirases with roar the mountain. They made for us a way to reach high heaven. They found us day, light, day's sign, beams of morning. They established order, made his service fruitful, then parting them among the longing faithful, not thirsting after aught, they come, most active, while with sweet food the race of gods they strengthen. Since Matariswan, far diffused, has stirred him, and he in every house grown bright and noble, he, Brighu-like, I has gone as his companion, as on commission to a greater sovereign. When man poured juice to heaven, the mighty father, he knew and freed himself from close embracement. The archer boldly shot at him his arrow, and the god threw his splendor on his daughter. Whoso has flames for you within his dwelling, or brings the worship which you love daily, do you of double might increase his substance. May he whom you incite meet with riches. All sacrificial viands wait on Agni as the seven mighty rivers seek the ocean. Not by our brethren was our food discovered. Find with the gods care for us, you who know. When light has filled the lord of men for increase, straight from the heaven descends the limpid moisture. Agni has brought to light, and filled with spirit, the youthful host blameless and well-providing. He, who like thought, goes swiftly on his journey, the sun, alone, is ever lord of riches. The kings with fair hands, Varuna and Mitra, protect the precious nectar in our cattle. O Agni, break not our ancestral friendship, sage as you are, endowed with deepest knowledge. Old age, like gathering cloud, impairs the body. Before that evil be come nigh, protect me. Hymn 72. Agni. Though holding many gifts for men, he humbles the higher powers of each wise ordainer. Agni is now the treasure lord of treasures, forever granting all immortal bounties. The gods infallible, all searching, found not him, the dear babe, who still is round about us. Worn weary, following his track, devoted, they reached the lovely highest home of Agni. Because with holy ghee the pure ones, Agni, served you the very pure three autumn seasons, therefore they won them holy names for worship, and nobly born they dignified their bodies. Making them known to spacious earth and heaven, the holy ones revealed the powers of Rudra. The mortal band, discerning in the distance, found Agni standing in the loftiest station. Nigh they approached, one-minded with their spouses, kneeling to him adorable, paid worship. Friend finding in his own friend's eye protection, they made their own the bodies which they chastened. Soon as the holy beings had discovered the thrice seven mystic things contained within you, with these, one-minded, they preserve the Amrit. Guard you the life of all their plants and cattle. You, Agni, knower of men's works, have sent us good food in constant course for our subsistence. You, deeply skilled in parts of God, became an envoy never wearied, offering-bearer. Knowing the Dharma, the seven strong floods from heaven, full of good thought, discerned the doors of riches. Sarama found the cattle's firm-built prison, whereby the race of man is still supported. They who approached all noble operations, making a path that leads to life immortal, to be the bird's support, the spacious mother, Aditi, and her great sons stood in power. When God's immortal made both eyes of heaven, they gave to him the gift of beauteous glory. Now they flow forth like rivers set in motion. They knew the red steeds coming down, O Agni. Hymn 73. Agni. He who gives food, like patrimonial riches, and guides aright, like some wise man's instruction, loved like a guest who lies in pleasant lodging, may he, as priest, prosper his servant's dwelling. He who, like Savitar the god, true-minded protects with his power, all acts of vigor, truthful like splendor, glorified by many, like breath joy-giving, all must strive to win him. He who on earth dwells like a king, surrounded by faithful friends, like a god all-sustaining, like heroes who preside, who sit in safety, like as a blameless dame dear to her husband, you, such, in settlement secure, O Agni, our men serve ever kindled in each dwelling. On him have they laid splendor in abundance. Dear to all men, bearer be he of riches. May your rich worshippers win food, O Agni, and princes gain long life who bring oblation. May we get booty from our foe in battle, presenting to the gods their share for glory. The cows of Dharma, sent us by heaven, have swelled with laden udders, loudly lowing. Soliciting his favor, from a distance the rivers to the rock have flowed together. Agni, with you, soliciting your favor, the holy ones have gained glory in heaven. They made the night and dawn of different colors, and set the black and purple hues together. May we and those who worship be the mortals whom you, O Agni, lead on to riches. You have filled earth and heaven and air's mid-region and follow the whole world like a shadow. Aided by you, O Agni, may we conquer steeds with steeds, men with men, heroes with heroes, lords of the wealth transmitted by our fathers, and may our princes live 100 winters. May these our hymns of praise, Agni, ordainer, be pleasant to you in your heart and spirit. May we have power to hold your steeds of riches, laying on you the God-sent gift of glory. Hymn 74. Agni. As forth to sacrifice we go, a hymn to a hymn let us say, who hears us even when afar, who from of old, in chariotnage, when the people gathered, has preserved his household for the worshipper. And let men say, Agni is born, even he who slays Vritra, he who wins wealth in every fight. Him in whose house an envoy you love to taste his offered gifts, and strengthens his sacrifice, him, Angiras, you son of strength, all men call happy in his God, his offerings, and his sacred grass. Hitherward shall you bring these gods to our laudation and to taste, these offered gifts, fair shining one. When, Agni, on your embassage you go, not a sound is heard of steed or straining of your chariot. Aided by you, uninjured, strong, one after other, goes he forth, Agni, the offerer, forward steps. And splendid strength, heroic, high, Agni, you grant from the gods. You, God, to him who offers gifts. Hymn 75. Agni. Accept our loudest sounding hymn, food most delightful to the gods, pouring our offerings in your mouth. Now, Agni, will we say to you, O wisest and best Angiras, our precious, much availing prayer. Who, Agni, is your kin of men? Who is your worthy worshipper? On whom dependent? Who are you? The kinsman, Agni, of mankind, their well-beloved friend are you, a friend whom friends may supplicate. Bring us Mitra, Varuna, bring the gods to mighty sacrifice. Bring them, O Agni, to your home. Hymn 76. Agni. How may the mind draw nigh to please you, Agni? What hymn of praise shall bring us greatest blessing? Or who has gained your power by sacrifices? Or with what mind shall we bring you oblations? Come hither, Agni. Sit you down as Hotar. Be you who never were deceived our leader. May heaven and earth, the all-pervading, love you. Worship the gods to win for us their favor. Burn you up all the Rakshasas. O Agni, ward you off curses from our sacrifices. Bring hither with his bays the Lord of Soma. Here is glad welcome for the bounteous giver. You priest with lip and voice that bring us children have been invoked. Here with the gods be seated. Your is the task of cleanser and presenter. Waken us, wealth bestower and producer. As with oblations of the priestly Manus, you worship the gods, a sage with sages, so now, O most truthful invoker Agni, worship this day with joy-bestowing ladle. Hymn 77. Agni. How shall we pay oblation to Agni? What hymn, God-loved, is set to him refulgent? Who, deathless, true to law, mid men a herald, brings the gods as best of sacrificers? Bring him with reverence hither, most propitious in sacrifices, true to Dharma, the herald. For Agni, when he seeks the gods for mortals, knows them full well and worships them in spirit. For he is mental power, a man and perfect. He is the bringer, friend-like, of the wondrous. The pious Aryan tribes at sacrifices address them first to him who does marvels. May Agni, foe-destroyer, manliest hero, accept with love our hymns and our devotion. So may the liberal lords, whose strength is strongest, urged by their riches, stir our thoughts with vigor. Thus, Agni Jatavedas, true to order, has by the priestly Gautamas been lauded. May he augment in them splendor and vigor. Observant as he lists, he gathers increase. Hymn 78. Agni. O Jatavedas, keen and swift, we Gautamas with sacred song exalt you for your glory's sake. You, as you are, desiring wealth, Gautama, worships with his song. We praise you for your glory's sake. As such, like Angiras, we call on you, best winner of the spoil. We praise you for your glory's sake. You, best of Vritra slayers, you who shakes off our Dasyu foes, we praise you for your glory's sake. A pleasant song to Agni we, sons of Rahugana, have sung. We praise you for your glory's sake. Hymn 79. Agni. He in mid-air's expanse has golden tresses, a raging serpent, like the rushing tempest, purely refulgent, knowing well the morning, like honorable dames, true, active workers. Your well-winged flashes strengthen in their manner when the black bull has bellowed round about us. With drops that bless and seem to smile, he comes. The waters fall, the clouds utter their thunder. When he comes streaming with the milk of worship, conducting by direct paths of order, Aryaman, Mitra, Varuna, Parijman, fill the hide full where lies the nether press stone. O Agni, you who are the lord of wealth in kine, you son of strength, vouchsafe to us, O Jatavedas, high renown. He, Agni, kindled, good and wise, must be exalted in our song. Shine, you of many forms, shine radiantly on us, O Agni, shining of thyself by night, and when the morning breaks, burn, you whose teeth are sharp against the Rakshasas. Adorable in all our rites, favor us, Agni, with your aid. When the great hymn is chanted forth, bring to us ever-conquering wealth, wealth, Agni, worthy of our choice. In all our phrase, invincible. Give us, O Agni, through your grace, wealth that supports all our life, your favor so that we may live. O Gautama, desiring bliss, present your songs composed with care to Agni of the pointed flames. May the man fall, O Agni, who near or afar assails us. Do you increase and prosper us. Keen and swift, Agni, thousand-eyed, chase the Rakshasas afar. He sings, herald, meet for lords. Hymn 80. Indra. Thus in the Soma, in wild joy the Brahman has exalted you. You, mightiest thunder-armed, have driven by force the dragon from the earth, lording your own imperial sway. The mighty flowing Soma draught, brought by the hawk, has gladdened you, that in your strength, O Thunderer, you have struck down Vritra from the floods, lording your own imperial sway. Go forward, meet the foe, be bold. Your bolt of thunder is not checked. Manliness, Indra, is your might. Stay Vritra, make the waters yours, lording your own imperial sway. You smote Vritra from the earth, smote him, Indra, from the sky. Let these life-fostering waters flow, attended by the Marut host, lording your own imperial sway. The wrathful Indra, with his bolt of thunder rushing on the foe, smote fierce on trembling Vritra's back, and loosed the waters free to run, lording his own imperial sway. With hundred-jointed thunderbolt, Indra has struck him on the back, and, while rejoicing in the juice, seeks prosperity for friends, lording his own imperial sway. Indra, unconquered might is yours, Thunderer, caster of the stone, for you with your surpassing power smote to death the guileful beast, lording your own imperial sway. Far over 90 spacious floods, your thunderbolts were cast abroad, Great, Indra, is your hero might, and strength is seated in your arms, lording your own imperial sway. Lord him 1,000 all at once. Shout 24th the hymn of praise. Hundreds have sung aloud to him. To Indra has the prayer been raised, lording his own imperial sway. Indra has smitten down the power of Vritra, might with stronger might. This was his manly exploit. He slew Vritra and let loose the floods, lording his own imperial sway. Yea, even this great pair of worlds trembled in terror at your wrath. When Indra, Thunderer, Marut joined, you slew Vritra in your strength, lording your own imperial sway. But Vritra scared not Indra with his shaking or his thunder roar. On him that iron thunderbolt fell fiercely with its 1,000 points, lording his own imperial sway. When with the thunder you did make your dart, and Vritra meet in war, your might, O Indra, seeking to slay the dragon, was set firm in heaven, exulting your own imperial sway. When at your shout, O thunder-armed, each thing both fixed and moving shook, e'en Tvashtar trembled at your wrath and quaked with fear because of you, lording your own imperial sway. There is not, in our knowledge, one who passes Indra in his strength. In him the deities have stored manliness, insight, power and might, lording his own imperial sway. Still as of old, whatever rite Atharvan, Manu's father of all, Dadhyach performed, their prayer and praise united in that Indra meet, lording his own imperial sway. Hymn 81. Indra. The men have lifted Indra up, the Vritra slayer, to joy and strength. Him, truly, we invocate in battles, whether great or small. Be he our aid in deeds of might. You, hero, are a warrior. You are giver of abundant spoil. Strengthening even the feeble, you aid the sacrificer, you give the offerer ample wealth. When war and battles are on foot, booty is laid before the bold. Yoke you your wildly rushing bays. Whom will you slay and whom enrich? Do you, O Indra, make us rich? Mighty through wisdom, as he lists, terrible he has waxed in strength. Lord of base deeds, strong-jawed, sublime, he in joined hands for glory's sake has grasped his iron thunderbolt. He filled the earthly atmosphere and pressed against the lights in heaven. None like you ever has been born, none, Indra, will be born like you. You have waxed mighty over all. May he who to the offerer gives the foeman's man-sustaining food, may Indra lend his aid to us. Deal forth, abundant is your wealth, that in your bounty I may share. He, righteous-hearted, at each time of rapture gives us herds of kine. Gather in both your hands for us treasures of many hundred sorts. Sharpen you us and bring us wealth. Refresh you, hero, with the juice outpoured for bounty and for strength. We know you, Lord of ample store. To you have sent our heart's desires. Be therefore our protector thou. These people, Indra, keep for you all that is worthy of your choice. Discover you as Lord, the wealth of men, who offer up no gifts. Bring you to us, this wealth of theirs. Hymn 82. Indra. Graciously listen to our songs, Maghavan. Be not negligent. As you have made us full of joy, and let us solicit you, Now, Indra, yoke your two bay steeds. Well have they eaten and rejoiced. The friends have risen and passed away. The sages, luminous in themselves, have praised you with their latest hymn. Now, Indra, yoke your two bay steeds. Maghavan, we will reverence you who are so fair to look upon. Thus praised, according to our wish, come now with richly laden chariot. Now, Indra, yoke your two bay steeds. He will in every truth ascend the powerful chariot that finds the kine, who thinks upon the well-filled bowl, the tawny courser's harnesser. Now, Indra, yoke your two bay steeds. Let, Lord of hundred powers, your steeds be harnessed on the right and left. Therewith in rapture of the juice, draw near to your beloved spouse. Now, Indra, yoke your two bay steeds. With holy prayer I yoke your long-maned pair of bays. Come hitherward, you hold them in both your hands. The stirring draughts of juice outpoured have made you glad. You, Thunderer, have rejoiced with Pushan and your spouse. Hymn 83. Indra. Indra, the mortal man, well guarded by your aid, goes foremost in the wealth of horses and kine. With ample wealth you fill him, as round about the waters clearly seen, afar fill Sindhu full. The heavenly waters come not nigh the priestly bowl, but they look down and see how far mid-air is spread. The deities conduct the pious man to them. Like suitors, they delight in him who loves prayer. Praiseworthy blessing have you laid upon the pair, who with uplifted ladle serve you, man and wife. Unchecked he dwells and prospers in your dharma. Your power brings blessing to the sacrificer, pouring gifts. First, the Angirasses won themselves vital power, whose fires were kindled through good deeds and sacrifice. The men together found the Pani's hoarded wealth, the cattle, and the wealth in horses and in kine. Atharvan first by sacrifices laid the paths then. Guardian of the law, sprang up the loving son. Usana Kavya straightway hither drove the kine. Let us with offerings honor Yama's deathless birth. When sacred grass is trimmed to aid the auspicious work, or the hymn makes its voice of praise sound to the sky, where the stone rings like a singer skilled in lord, Indra in truth delights when these come near to him. Hymn 84. Indra. The soma has been pressed for you, O Indra. Mightiest, bold one, come. May Indra vigor fill you full, as the sun fills mid-air with rays. His pair of tawny coursers bring Indra of unresisted might. Hither to Rishi's songs of praise and sacrifice performed by men. Slayer of Vritra, mount your chariot. Your bay steeds have been yoked by prayer. May with its voice the pressing stone draw your attention hitherward. This poured libation, Indra, drink. Immortal, gladdening, excellent. Streams of the bright have flowed to you here at the seat of Dharma. Sing glory now to Indra. Say to him your solemn eulogies. The drops poured forth have made him glad. Pay reverence to his might supreme. When, Indra, you do yoke your steeds, there is no better charioteer. None has surpassed you in might. None with good steeds overtaken you. He alone bestows on mortal man who offers gifts. The ruler of resistless power is Indra, sure. When will he trample, like a weed, the man who has no gift for him? When, truly, will Indra hear our songs of praise? He who with soma juice prepared amid the many honors you. Truly, Indra gains thereby tremendous might. The juice of Soma thus diffused, sweet to the taste, the bright cows drink, who, for the sake of splendor, close to mighty Indra's side, rejoice, good in their own supremacy. Craving his touch, the dappled kine mingle the Soma with their milk. The milk kine dear to Indra send forth his death-dealing thunderbolt, good in their own supremacy. With veneration, passing wise, honoring his victorious might, they follow close his many laws to win them due preeminence, good in their own supremacy. With bones of Dadhyach for his arms, Indra, resistless in attack, struck 99 Vritras dead. He, searching for the horse's head, removed among the mountains, found at Suryanavan what he sought. Then truly they recognized the essential form of Tvashtar's bull, here in the mansion of the moon. Who yokes today the pole of order, the strong and passionate steers of checkless spirit, with shaft-armed mouths, heart-piercing, health-bestowing? Long shall he live who richly pays their service. Who flees forth? Who suffers? Who fears? Who knows Indra present, Indra near us? Who sends benediction on his offspring, his household, wealth and person, and the people? Who with poured ghee and offering honors Agni, with ladle worships at appointed seasons? To whom do the gods bring oblation quickly? What offerer, God-favored, knows him thoroughly? You as a god, O mightiest, truly blessed mortal man, O Maghavan, there is no comforter but thou. Indra, I speak my words to you. Let not your bounteous gifts, let not your saving help fail us, good Lord, at any time. And measure out to us, you lover of mankind, all riches hitherward from men. Hymn 85. Maruts. They who are glancing forth like women on their way, doers of mighty deeds, swift racers, Rudra's sons, the Maruts, have made heaven and earth increase and grow. In sacrifices they delight, the strong and wild. Grown to their perfect strength, greatness they have attained. The Rudras have established their abode in heaven. Singing their song of praise and generating might, they have put glory on, the sons whom Prishni bore. When, children of the cow, they shine in bright attire, and on their fair limbs lay their golden ornaments, they drive away each adversary from their path, and, following their traces, ghee flows down. When, mighty warriors, you who glitter with your spears, overthrowing with your strength even what is never overthrown, when, O you Maruts, you the host that send the rain, had harnessed to your chariots the thought-fleet spotted deer. When you have harnessed to your chariots the spotted deer, urging the thunderbolt, O Maruts, to the fray, forth rush the torrents of the dark red stormy cloud, and moisten, like a skin, the earth with water floods. Let your swift gliding coursers bear you hitherward with their fleet pinions. Come you forward with your arms. Sit on the grass. A wide seat has been made for you. Delight yourselves, O Maruts, in the pleasant food. Strong in their native strength, to greatness they have grown, stepped to the firmament and made their dwelling wide. When Vishnu saved the Soma bringing wild delight, the Maruts sate like birds on their dear holy grass. In sooth, like heroes wanting fight, they rush about. Like combatants fame-seeking, they have striven in war. Before the Maruts, every creature is afraid. The men are like to kings, terrible to behold. When Thvashtar, deft of hand, had turned the thunderbolt, golden, with thousand edges, fashioned more skillfully, Indra received it to perform heroic deeds. Vritra he slew and forced the flood of water forth. They, with their vigorous strength, pushed the well up on high and clove the cloud in twain, though it was passing strong. The Maruts, bounteous givers, sending forth their voice in the wild joy of Soma, wrought their glorious deeds. They drove the cloud transverse directed hitherward, and poured the fountain forth for thirsting Gotama. Shining with varied light, they come to him with help. They, with their might, fulfilled the longing of the sage. The shelters which you have for him who praises you, bestow them threefold on the man who offers. Extend the same boons to us, you Maruts. Give us, O heroes, wealth with noble offspring. Hymn 86. Maruts. The best of guardians has that man within whose dwelling place you drink, O Maruts, giants of the sky, honored with sacrifice or with the worship of the sage's hymns, O Maruts, listen to the call. Yea, the strong man to whom you have vouchsafed to give a sage shall move into a stable rich in kine. Upon this hero's sacred grass, Soma is poured in daily rites. Praise and delight are sung aloud. Let the strong Maruts hear him, him surpassing all men. Strength be his that reaches even to the sun. For, through the swift God's loving help, in many an autumn, Maruts, we have offered up our sacrifice. Fortunate shall that mortal be, O Maruts most adorable, whose offerings you bear away. O heroes truly strong, you know the toil of him who sings your praise, the heart's desire of him who loves. O you of true strength, make this thing manifest by your greatness. Strike the demon with your thunderbolt. Conceal the horrid darkness. Drive far from us each devouring fiend. Create the light for which we long. Hymn 87. Maruts. Loud singers, never humbled, active, full of strength, immovable, impetuous, manliest, best beloved, they have displayed themselves with glittering ornaments, a few in number only, like the heavens with stars. When, Maruts, on the steeps you pile the moving cloud, you are like birds on whatsoever path it be. Clouds everywhere shed forth the rain upon your chariots. Drip ghee, honey-hued, for him who sings your praise. Earth at their racings trembles as if weak and worn, when on their ways they yoke their chariots for victory. They, sportive, loudly roaring, armed with glittering spears, shakers of all, themselves admire their mightiness. Self-moving is that youthful band with spotted steeds, thus it has lordly sway, ensued with power and might. Truthful are you, and blameless, searcher out of sin, so you, strong host, will be protector of this prayer. We speak by our descent from our primeval sire. Our tongue, when we behold the Soma, stirs itself. When, shouting, they had joined Indra in toil of fight, then only they obtained their sacrificial names. Splendors they gained for glory, they who wear bright rings, rays they obtained, and men to celebrate their praise. Armed with their swords, impetuous and fearing naught, they have possessed the Maruts' own beloved home. Hymn 88. Maruts. Come hither, Maruts, on your lightning-laden chariots, sounding with sweet songs, armed with lances, winged with steeds. Fly to us with noblest food, like birds, O you of mighty power! With their red-hued or, haply, tawny coursers which speed their chariots on, they come for glory. Brilliant like gold is he who holds the thunder. Earth have they smitten with the chariot's felly. For beauty you have swords upon your bodies. As they stir woods, so may they stir our spirits. For your sake, O you Maruts very mighty and well-born, have they set the stone in motion. The days went round you and came back, O yearners, back to this prayer and to this solemn worship. The Gautamas, making their prayer with singing, have pushed the well's lid up to drink the water. Know him way ever known like this aforetime, which Gautama sang forth for you, O Maruts. What time upon your golden wheels he saw you, wild boars rushing about with tusks of iron. To you this freshening draught of Soma rusheth, O Maruts, like the voice of one who prays. It rushes freely from our hands, as these libations wont to flow. Hymn 89. Vishvadevas. May powers auspicious come to us from every side, never deceived, unhindered, and victorious, that the gods ever may be with us for our gain, our guardians day by day, unceasing in their care. May the auspicious favor of the gods be ours, on us descend the bounty of the righteous gods. The friendship of the gods we have devoutly sought. So may the gods extend our life that we may live. We call them hither with a hymn of olden time, Bhaga, the friendly Daksha, Mitra, Aditi, Aryaman, Varuna, Soma, the Ashwins. May Saraswati, auspicious, grant felicity. May the wind waft to us that pleasant medicine. May earth our mother give it, and our Father Heaven, and the joy-giving stones that press the Soma's juice, Ashwins, may you, for whom our spirits long, hear this. Him we invoke for aid who reigns supreme, the Lord of all that stands or moves, inspirer of the soul, that Pushan may promote the increase of our wealth, our keeper and our guard infallible for our good. Illustrious far and wide, may Indra prosper us, may Pushan prosper us, the master of all wealth. May Tarksya with uninjured rims prosper us, Brihaspati vouchsafe to us prosperity. The Maruts, sons of Prishni, born by spotted steeds, moving in glory, oft visiting holy rites, sages whose tongue is Agni, brilliant as the sun, hither let all the gods for our protection come. Gods, may we with our ears listen to what is good, and with our eyes see what is good, you holy ones. With limbs and bodies firm, may we, extolling you, attain the term of life appointed by the gods. 100 autumns stand before us, O you gods, within whose space you bring our bodies to decay, within whose space our sons become fathers in turn. Break you not in the midst our course of fleeting life. Aditi is the heaven, Aditi is mid-air. Aditi is the mother and the father and son. Aditi is all gods. Aditi, five-classed men. Aditi is all that has been born and shall be born. Hymn 90. Vishvadevas. May Varuna with guidance straight, and Mitra lead us, he who knows, and Aryaman in accord with gods. For they are dealers forth of wealth, and, not deluded with their might, guard evermore the holy laws. Shelter may they vouchsafe to us, immortal gods to mortal men, chasing our enemies away. May they mark out our paths to bliss, Indra, the Maruts, Pushan, and Bhaga, the gods to be adored. Yea, Pushan, Vishnu, you who run your course, enrich our hymns with kine, bless us with all prosperity. The winds waft sweets, the rivers pour sweets for the man who keeps the law, so may the plants be sweet for us. Sweet be the night and sweet the dawns, sweet the terrestrial atmosphere, sweet be our Father Heaven to us. May the tall tree be full of sweets for us, and full of sweets the sun. May our milk kine be sweet for us. Be Mitra gracious to us, and Varuna and Aryaman, Indra, Brihaspati be kind, and Vishnu of the mighty stride. Hymn 91. Soma. You, Soma, are preeminent for wisdom. Along the straightest path, you are our leader. Our wise forefathers, by your guidance, Indu, dealt out among the gods their share of treasure. You, by your insight, are most wise, O Soma, strong by your energies and all-possessing. Mighty are you by all your powers and greatness. By glories are you glorious, guide of mortals. Yours are King Varuna's eternal statutes. Lofty and deep, O Soma, is your glory. All pure are you like Mitra the Beloved. Adorable like Aryaman, O Soma. With all your glories on the earth, in heaven, on mountains, in the plants, and in the waters, with all of these, well pleased and not in anger, accept, O royal Soma, our oblations. You, Soma, are the lord of heroes, king, yea, Vritra slayer thou. You are auspicious energy. And Soma, let it be your wish that we may live and may not die. Praise-loving Lord of plants thou, to him who keeps the law, both old and young, you give happiness and energy that he may live. Guard us, King Soma, on all sides from him who threatens us. Never let the friend of one like you be harmed. With those delightful aids which you have, Soma, for the worshipper, even with those protect you us. Accepting this our sacrifice and this our praise, O Soma, come, and be you near to prosper us. Well skilled in speech, we magnify you, Soma, with our sacred songs. Come you to us, most gracious one. Enricher, healer of disease, wealth finder, prospering our store, be, Soma, a good friend to us. Soma, be happy in our heart, as milk kine in the grassy meads, as a young man in his own house. O Soma, God, the mortal man who in your friendship has delight, him does the mighty sage befriend. Save us from slanderous reproach. Keep us, O Soma, from distress. Be to us a gracious friend. Soma, wax great. From every side, may vigorous powers unite in you. Be in the gathering place of strength. Wax, O most gladdening Soma, great through all your rays of light, and be a friend of most illustrious fame to prosper us. In you be juicy nutriments united, and powers and mighty foe-subduing vigor, waxing to immortality, O Soma. Win highest glories for yourself in heaven, such of your glories as with poured oblations men honor. May they all invest our worship. Wealth-giver, furtherer with troops of heroes, sparing the brave, come, Soma, to our houses. To him who worships, Soma gives the milk cow, a fleet steed, and a man of active knowledge, skilled in home duties, meet for holy synod, for council meet, a glory to his father. Invincible in fight, saver in battles, guard of our camp, winner of light and water, born amid hymns, well housed, exceeding famous, victor, in you will we rejoice, O Soma. These herbs, these milk kine, and these running waters, all these, O Soma, you have generated. The spacious firmament have you expanded, and with the light you have dispelled the darkness. Do you, God Soma, with your godlike spirit, victorious, win for us a share of riches. Let none prevent you, you are lord of valor. Provide for both sides in the fray for booty. Hymn 92. Dawn. These dawns have raised their banner. In the eastern half of the mid-air they spread abroad their shining light. Like heroes who prepare their weapons for the war, onward they come bright red in hue, the mother cows. Readily have the purple beams of light shot up. The red cows have they harnessed, easy to be yoked. The dawns have brought distinct perception as before. Red-hued, they have attained their fulgent brilliancy. They sing their song like women active at their tasks, along their common path hither from far away, bringing refreshment to the liberal devotee, yea, all things to the worshipper who pours the juice. She, like a dancer, puts her broidered garments on. As a cow yields her udder, so she bears her breast, creating light for all the world of life. The dawn has laid the darkness open as the cows their stall. We have beheld the brightness of her shining. It spreads and drives away the darksome monster. Like tints that adorn the post at sacrifices, heaven's daughter has attained her wondrous splendor. We have overpassed the limit of this darkness. Dawn breaking forth again brings clear perception. She, like a flatterer, smiles in light for glory, and, fair of face, has wakened to rejoice us. The Gautamas have praised heaven's radiant daughter, the leader of the charm of pleasant voices. Dawn, you confer on us strength with offspring and men, conspicuous with kine and horses. O you who shines forth in wondrous glory, urged onward by your strength, auspicious lady, Dawn, may I gain that wealth, renowned and ample, in brave sons, troops of slaves, far famed for horses. Bending her looks on all the world, the goddess shines, widely spreading with her bright eye westward. Waking to motion every living creature, she understands the voice of each adorer. Ancient of days, again, again born newly, decking her beauty with the selfsame raiment. The goddess wastes away the life of mortals, like a skilled hunter cutting birds in pieces. She has appeared discovering heaven's borders. To the far distance she drives off her sister. Diminishing the days of human creatures, the lady shines with all her lover's splendor. The bright, the blessed one, shines forth extending her rays like kine as a flood rolls his waters. Never transgressing the divine commandments, she is beheld visible with the sunbeams. O dawn, enriched with ample wealth, bestow on us the wondrous gift wherewith we may support children and children's sons. You radiant mover of sweet sounds, with wealth of horses and of kine, shine you on us this day, O dawn, auspiciously. O dawn enriched with holy rites, yoke to your chariot your purple steeds, and then bring you to us all felicities. O Ashwin's wonderful in act, do you unanimous direct your chariot to our home, wealthy in kine and gold. You who brought down the hymn from heaven, a light that gives light to man. Do you, O Ashwins, bring strength hither to us? Hither may they who wake at dawn bring, to drink Soma, both the gods' health-givers, wonder-workers, born on parts of gold. Hymn 93. Agni Soma. Agni and Soma, mighty pair, graciously hearken to my call, accept in friendly wise my hymn, and prosper him who offers gifts. The man who honors you today, Agni and Soma, with this hymn, bestow on him heroic strength, increase of kine and noble steeds. The man who offers holy ghee and burnt oblations to you, Agni and Soma, shall enjoy great strength with offspring all his life. Agni and Soma, famed is that your prowess wherewith you stole the kine, his food from Pani. You caused the brood of Brisaya to perish. You found the light, the single light for many. Agni and Soma, joined in operation, you have set up the shining lights in heaven. From curse and from reproach, Agni and Soma, you freed the rivers that were bound in fetters. One of you Mother Iswan brought from heaven. The falcon rent the other from the mountain. Strengthened by holy prayer, Agni and Soma have made us ample room for sacrificing. Taste, Agni, Soma, this prepared oblation. Accept it, mighty ones, and let it please you. Vouchsafe us good protection and kind favor. Grant to the sacrificer health and riches. Whoso with ghee and poured oblation honors, with God-devoted heart, Agni and Soma, protect his sacrifice. Preserve him from distress, grant to the sacrificer great felicity. Invoked together, mates in wealth, Agni Soma, accept our hymns. Together be among the gods. Agni and Soma, to him who worships you with holy oil, shine forth an ample recompense. Agni and Soma, be you pleased with these oblations brought to you and come together nigh to us. Agni and Soma, cherish well our horses and let our cows be fat who yield oblations. Grant power to us and to our wealthy patrons and cause our holy rites to be successful. Hymn 94. Agni. For Jatadevas worthy of our praise, we will frame with our mind this eulogy as 'twere a chariot. For good in his assembly is this care of ours. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. The man for whom you sacrificed prospers, dwells without a foe, gains heroic might. He waxes strong, distress never approaches him. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. May we have power to kindle you, fulfill our thoughts. In you the gods eat the presented offering. Bring hither the Adityas, for we long for them. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. We will bring fuel and prepare burnt offerings, reminding you at each successive festival. Fulfill our thought, that so we may prolong our lives. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. His ministers move forth, the guardians of the folk, protecting quadruped and biped with their rays. Mighty are you, the wondrous herald of the dawn. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. You are presenter and the chief invoker, you director, purifier, great high priest by birth. Knowing all priestly work, you perfect it, sage. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. Lovely of form are you, alike on every side. Though far, you shine brightly, as if close at hand. O God, you see through even the dark of night. Let us not, in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. Gods, foremost be his chariot who pours libations out. and let our hymn prevail over evil-hearted men. Attend to this our speech, and make it prosper well. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. Smite with your weapon those of evil speech and thought, devouring demons, whether near or far away. Then to the singer give free way for sacrifice. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. When to your chariot you had yoked two red steeds and two ruddy steeds, wind sped, your roar was like a bull's. You with smoke-bannered flame attack forest trees, let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. Then at your roar the very birds are terrified, when, eating up the grass, your sparks fly forth abroad. Then is it easy for you and your chariot to pass. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. He has the power to soothe Mitra and Varuna. Wonderful is the Maruts' wrath when they descend. Be gracious. Let their hearts be turned to us again. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. You are a god. You are the wondrous friend of gods. The Vasu of the Vasus, fair in sacrifice. Under your own most wide protection may we dwell. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. This is your grace that, kindled in your own abode, invoked with Soma, you sound forth most benign. You give wealth and treasure to the worshipper. Let us not in your friendship, Agni, suffer harm. To whom you, Lord of goodly riches, grant freedom from every sin with perfect wholeness, whom with good strength you quickenest, with children and wealth, may we be they, eternal being. Such, Agni, you who know all good fortune, God, lengthen here the days of our existence. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi, and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 95. Agni. To fair goals travel two unlike in semblance. Each in succession nourishes an infant. One bears a godlike babe of golden color. Bright and fair shining is he with the other. Tvashtar's 10 daughters, vigilant and youthful, produced this infant born to sundry quarters. They bear around him whose long flames are pointed, fulgent among mankind with native splendor. Three several places of his birth they honor, in mid-air, in the heaven, and in the waters. Governing in the east of earthly regions, the seasons has he established in their order. Who of you knows this secret one? The infant, by his own nature, has brought forth his mother's. The germ of many, from the water's bosom he goes forth, wise and great, of godlike nature. Visible, fair, he grows in native brightness, uplifted in the lap of waving waters. When he was born, both Tvashtar's worlds were frightened. They turned to him and reverenced the lion. The two auspicious ones, like women, tend him. Like lowing cows, they seek him in their manner. He is the lord of might among the mighty. Him, on the right, they balm with their oblations. Like Savitar, his arms with might he stretches. Awful, he strives grasping the world's two borders. He forces out from all a brilliant vesture, yea, from his mother's draws he forth new raiment. He makes him a most noble form of splendor, decking him in his home with milk and waters. The sage adorns the depths of air with wisdom. This is the meeting where the gods are worshipped. Wide through the firmament spreads forth triumphant the far resplendent strength of you, the mighty. Kindled by us, do you preserve us, Agni, with all your self-bright, undiminished succours? In dry spots he makes stream, and course, and torrent, and inundates the earth with floods that glisten. All ancient things within his maw he gathers, and moves among the new fresh-sprouting grasses. Fed with our fuel, purifying Agni, so blaze to us auspiciously for glory. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi, and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 96. Agni. He in the ancient way by strength engendered, lo, straight has taken to himself all wisdom. The waters and the bowl have made him friendly. The gods possessed the wealth-bestowing Agni. At Ayu's ancient call, he by his wisdom gave all this progeny of men their being, and by refulgent light, heaven and the waters. The gods possessed the wealth, bestowing Agni. Praise him, you Aryan folk, as chief performer of sacrifice, adored and ever toiling. Well tended, son of strength, the constant giver. The gods possessed the wealth bestowing Agni. That Matariswan, rich in wealth and treasure, light winner, finds a pathway for his offspring. Guard our folk, father of earth and heaven. The gods possessed the wealth-bestowing Agni. Night and dawn, changing each the other's color, meeting together, suckle one same infant. Golden between the heaven and the earth he shines. The gods possessed the wealth-bestowing Agni. Root of wealth, gathering place of treasures, banner of sacrifice, who grants the suppliant's wishes. Preserving him as their own life immortal, the gods possessed the wealth-bestowing Agni. Now, and of old, the home of wealth, the mansion of what is born, and what was born aforetime, guard of what is and what will be hereafter, the gods possessed the wealth-bestowing Agni. May the wealth-giver grant us conquering riches. May the wealth-giver grant us wealth with heroes. May the wealth-giver grant us food with offspring, and length of days may the wealth-giver send us. Fed with our fuel, purifying Agni, so blaze to us auspiciously for glory. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 97. Agni. Chasing with light our sin away, O Agni, shine you wealth on us. May his light chase our sin away. For goodly fields, for pleasant homes, for wealth we sacrifice to you, may his light chase our sin away. Best praiser of all these be he, foremost our chiefs who sacrifice, may his light chase our sin away. So that your worshippers and we, yours, Agni, in our sons may live, may his light chase our sin away. As ever conquering Agni's beams of splendor go to every side, may his light chase our sin away. To every side your face is turned, you are triumphant everywhere, may his light chase our sin away. O you whose face looks every way, bear us past foes as in a ship, may his light chase our sin away. As in a ship convey you us for our advantage over the flood, may his light chase our sin away. Hymn 98. Agni. Still in Vaishvanara's grace may we continue, yea, he is King Supreme over all things living. Sprung hence to life, upon this all he looks. Vaishvanara has rivalry with Surya. Present in heaven, in earth, all present Agni, all plants that grow on ground, has he pervaded. May Agni, may Vaishvanara with vigor present, preserve us day and night from foemen. Be this your truth, Vaishvanara, to us. Let wealth in rich abundance gather round us. This prayer of ours may Varuna grant, and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 99. Agni. For Jatavedas, let us press the Soma. May he consume the wealth of the malignant. May Agni carry us through all our troubles, through grief as in a boat across the river. Hymn 100. Indra. May he who has his home with strength, the mighty, the King Supreme of earth and spacious heaven, Lord of true power, to he invoked in battles, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Whose way is unattainable like Surya's, he in each fight is the strong Vritra slayer. Mightiest with his friends, in his own courses, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Whose parts go forth in their great might, resistless, forth milking, as it were, heaven's genial moisture, with manly strength triumphant, foe subduer, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Among Angirases, he was the chiefest, a friend with friends, mighty amid the mighty, praiser mid praisers, honored most of singers, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Strong with the Rudras, as with his own children, in manly battle conquering his foemen, with his close comrades doing deeds of glory, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Humbler of pride, exciter of the conflict, the Lord of heroes, God invoked of many, may he this day gain with our men the sunlight. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. His help has made him cheerer in the battle. The folk have made him guardian of their comfort. So Lord is he of every holy service. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. To him the hero, on high days of prowess, heroes for help and booty shall betake them. He has found light even in the blinding darkness. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. He with his left hand checks even the mighty, and with his right hand gathers up the booty. Even with the humble he acquires riches. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. With hosts on foot and chariots, he wins treasures. Well is he known this day by all people. With manly might he conquers those who hate him. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. When in his ways with kinsmen or with strangers he speeds to the fight, invoked of many, for gain of waters and of sons and grandsons, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Awful and fierce, fiend slayer, thunder wielder, with boundless knowledge, hemmed by hundreds, mighty in strength like Soma, guard of the five peoples, may Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Winning the light, hitherward roars his thunder like the terrific mighty voice of heaven. Rich gifts and treasures evermore attend him. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. Whose home eternal through his strength surrounds him on every side, his Lord, the earth and heaven, may he, delighted with our service, save us. May Indra, joined by Maruts, be our succor. The limit of whose power, not gods by Godhead, nor mortal men,